It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
From beyond these ropes in VIP, I see all these strippers staring at me, and I can't tell if they find, 'cause you're all I see. And it's the way you drop that ass on top of me. Got me turned up in this bitch. You at the top of my list. I might just give you a kiss. I'm going broke in this bitch. You're killing that pole. You're doing a trick. And I don't even know your name. We in the champagne room, girl. No champagne.
Woo.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome. We're live once again on the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. I am Carl BFM Jones. We are live right now with the dopest artist in the world. What's going on, bro?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, pretty good. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Maor Mo, and I'm a singer-songwriter from Miami, Florida. And I would like to thank you for having me on the show.
Man, gratitude and respect, bro. We just played one of my favorite songs from Maor, Greatest Ever. That is like a slam. That dude, I bet people go crazy in the club for that one right there.
I appreciate it.
All right, so man, we're here to talk about the newest hit on your catalog, which is Karaoke featuring my man, Talib Kweli. Before we get mm-hmm. into it, I want to give a little backdrop, you know, where you've been so that we could learn more about where you're going. How long have you been in the music business?
So my parents actually used to have a band back in the day when I was growing up. And they would hold rehearsals and bring me along. So I fell in love with music as a toddler. And continued on my journey in music, writing and recording songs throughout high school, where I caught the attention of a major producer through MySpace. I was uploading songs on MySpace, and he heard some stuff, and he moved me from Orlando to Miami, where I did a 6-song production deal. And from that point on, you know, I completed my obligations and we parted ways, and you know, I continued to do independent work, which I am now. I'm completely independent.
Wow. So man, you've been doing it for quite a while, really deep in the game.
Right.
And it shows in the music, like your progression, like man, blows people away.
Appreciate
when they hear it. How would you describe your style to somebody who's yet to listen to it yet?
So, I started out doing real traditional R&B with some hip-hop influences and tendencies. And it was when I sat down with Salaam Remy a couple years ago when I really dug deep and I found my true calling, which was creating R&B that's more so in tune with reality and not so much, you know, the models and, you know, the facade that is very much prevalent in R&B today.
Okay. And fast forward to now, we have this We're on the verge of this major, major hit, Karaoke. Can you kind of just reminisce with us going back to when you got the beat? You know, how did you come up with the concept, and how did you connect with Talib?
So Karaoke came essentially from a karaoke bar. I went to there was this karaoke bar that used to be in Miami Beach that I used to go to ever so often. And in the beginning of the album, I thought it would be pretty cool to capture that the essence of karaoke, because it's become such a big thing, you know. In almost every bar around the city, they either have a karaoke night or, you know, it became really mainstream. And so I thought it would be dope to celebrate that, you know, to kind of praise the older songs, the older R&B that you know you used to dominate the airwaves back then, and to kind of bring it to the future. When I got the beat, I immediately knew that it was the song, because it was fun, it was energetic, but there was something organic about it. You know, the acoustic guitar is something that's very
right.
much throughout my entire project. Yeah, I do like a lot of acoustic guitar, so it was true to the sound that I was going for, and it was fun. It was lighthearted. A lot of times when people hear an instrumental, it kind of like gives you the canvas, you know, the perfect canvas on the picture that you're trying to paint.
Definitely a fun, up-tempo joint. Very upbeat, positive, and airy, man.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So explain like the recording process. Did you write it at home, or did you write it in the booth? How did that come about?
This project, I actually wrote everything on the spot, you know, in the studio. Traditionally, I will always go to the studio with material already written and ready to go. But this time around, you know, every session would start with a bottle of Hennessy and just a little bit of talk, a little bit of shooting the shits with the engineer, and pretty much, you know, just picking each other's brain and trying to figure out, you know, I think through casual conversation is when you find the best kind of inspiration. So it was just real organic, the entire process. We just came up with it on the spot, 15 minutes, record was done.
So how did Talib Kweli get introduced to it? Because I love his verse mm-hmm. that he spits on that. He added a nice piece to it.
Definitely. Talib has actually always been my favorite rapper growing up. You know, everything from Black Star to Reflection.
Black Star.
Yeah, quality.
That was hot,
even
man.
The stuff
classic.
Now, you know, yeah, absolutely. So he's always been my absolute favorite rapper, and it was always my dream to do a record with him. And when I cut Karaoke, even just the sounds of the guitars and everything, it just reminded me so much of Reflection Eternal that I started making some phone calls. We had the record done, and I started making phone calls. I know a lot of people that know him, and when he came to the city, I decided to call in those favors and see if I can, you know, meet him. And it was actually pretty easy. I got to link up with him before a show that he did here. Introduced myself, told him that, you know, obviously I'm a very big fan and I'm also a music artist. And I shot him an email with the record, and he loved it. And he, it was pretty quick. He jumped on it and he embraced it.
Wow. It turned out perfect. What I want to do is mm-hmm. I want you to go ahead and introduce the single. We're going to rock out mm-hmm. to it for a little minute, give people a little taste of what's going on with it, and then come right back and speak more about it.
Yeah, so this is Karaoke featuring Talib Kweli, and it's coming from my upcoming album that releases Friday, February 22nd, called Anti-Social Media.
All right, let's go.
Can you tell me now? Can you tell me? Can you tell me? Sammy.
Whoa. Now, baby, tell me what you want to do with me. 2 or 3 dates in, I don't usually court.
Nope.
It's a sport that's new to me. Singing baby face for the cool in you. I create that rhythm that you're moving to. Throwing that eyes, leave brothers, let me groove with you. Singing karaoke, but I'm cocky, though. Japanese restaurant, sloppy, or sasaki, though. Give me that mic, you see the star on me. Let me show you who the real king of R&B. Me.
I swear that I think I'm T-Pain. I swear that I think that I'm Drake. I know when I get on this mic now, everyone in this bitch can relate. The bartender gave me the eye. Fucked around and I made her feel shy.
Fucked around and I made her feel shy.
Ooh, she made us drink the drink. We drunk off, got drunk. And now, I better find your loving. And now she thinks I'm cool. Oh, baby, what it do? I'm not a dancer. I'm not a star. Guess I ain't make it very far. They say it's coming. I'm on my job. But the closest thing I've got is singing at this karaoke bar. Yeah. But the closest thing I've got is singing at this karaoke bar. But the closest thing I've got is singing at this karaoke bar.
Shawty, what you think about that? I be in that range all black. Shawty, what you think about that? Be in that range all black. My whole life has changed since you came in. You back then, baby, grind on me. Relax your mind.
But the closest thing I got is singing at this karaoke bar.
Oh, can I feel like Bob Marley? Yeah. This drink got an act in the mix. Yeah. She treated me like I'm famous. Grab on my pants, got on my hands, to a place right up under her dress.
Woo! Listen, that right there was heat.
Uh-huh.
Called Karaoke by the homeboy Mayor Mo. Hey, man,
yeah,
listen,
yeah.
The songwriting there was beyond stellar. Like, it takes us back to those absolute huge bangers from our past,
mm-hmm.
and ties our heartstrings up into that with something that's fresh, new, and just feels good, man. Good vibes.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Man. So, okay. So how has the response been so far for Karaoke?
So the response, I mean, we just launched the record last week. We're still working the record. The response has been nothing but positive. Talib Kweli actually put it on his monthly curated playlist that he does himself. So you can find his you can find Karaoke on his playlist on Spotify called 24 Karat Bars.
I would love to see a video for that.
Yeah, we definitely have that in the works. We definitely have plans to shoot a video. But we want to see some response first from the record and see how the people receive it. And obviously, if it's resonating in a way that that we see fits, I mean, the video would definitely ensue.
All right. So, will this be a single off of the upcoming joint that you're about to drop? Right. What's the name of the album?
The name of the album is called Anti-Social Media. And it's coming out on February 22nd, which is this Friday.
February 22nd. I'm going to make a note of this because if you haven't already went to Spotify or iTunes for Karaoke, add it to your playlist today. Add it to your playlist today. And then watch for the album. And it's called Anti-Social Media. So you gotta
mm-hmm.
explain that one.
Yeah. Yep.
What's the concept behind that? I can draw a conclusion, but I want to hear your explanation. But the concept behind Anti-Social Media, the album.
So, Anti-Social Media was the idea that I had after sitting down with Salaam Remy, who challenged me in so many ways, as an artist, as a writer, as an individual. You know, I kind of learned to embrace the search of finding an identity in a pool that's, you know, full of oversaturated music. And I decided, you know, instead of trying to come up with some kind of marketing or some kind of image that most artists do, I'm just going to come out and be myself. You know, I'm just going to talk about things that I feel are true to myself. And antisocial is actually a play on the word of social media. It's, you know, something called antisocial personality disorder in psychology, where somebody is, they feel alienated. They feel like, you know, they're going against the grain. They don't like to follow rules. So it was a play on words with that, and we made it so it's going against the grain. It's going against the rules. It's real, and it's not sugar-coated with filters, and it's not made to paint a perfect picture of an R&B star going on stage and taking off their shirt and singing songs about sex and about the club.
Gotcha. So against the grain, anti.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay, before we get out of here, I would love to know, like, any upcoming plans, events. I know you got February the 22nd, this Friday, the new album dropping.
Mm-hmm.
But what else should we look
yeah.
for under your umbrella?
I think it's safe to zero in on this album. I have you know, really cool records on a project. I've done a lot of work with artists that I admire. I got a record with Rico Love, who is also my mentor and a good friend of mine. I got a record with Murs. I got a record with Recognize from Mayday. I got Mass Bike Miles on the album, and I just collaborated with a lot of people that I consider people that I admire, that influenced me. I've also been working with Rico in terms of developing some writing and stuff like that. So the project has a lot of stuff to look forward to. We're definitely going to do some visuals, and I'm not going to stop working. We're already working on the next project as we speak.
Wow. Busy man. Okay. As far as the independent situation, do you see yourself just staying independent, forming your own situation, your own label, or eventually once the buzz gets, you know, mountain size, maybe joining in another kind of a label situation?
Well, I haven't really ruled out anything. I've been independent for a while. I've been blessed to have people that I respect highly take me under their wings and kind of like get behind me and mentor me and co-sign me. My big brother Pleasure P, he pretty much took me under his wing. Yeah, he's highly involved in the project. I actually and that was on Pleasure P's EP. That recently came out. You know, so I've been blessed to work with people that, you know, have also managed to stay independent, but know a thing or two about the industry and know how to navigate through it.
Okay. Well, we'll see what's to come from the homie Mayor Mo. And once again, bro, I really appreciate you taking time out to talk to us about it. The new single, Karaoke, is out right now, and definitely make sure you check in for 22nd on Friday. Anti-Social Media, the album, is definitely going to come with a comic. All right? So hats off to you, bro.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. So that was another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. If you haven't already, add us on all social media platforms at USA Blog Network. Until next time, we out, y'all. Peace.
Can you tell me now?
Whoa.
Now, baby, tell me what you want to do with me. 2 or 3 dates in, I don't usually court. Nope. It's a sport that's new to me. Singing baby face for the cool in you. I create that rhythm that you're moving to. Throwing that eyes, leave brothers, let me groove with you. Singing karaoke, but I'm cocky, though. Japanese restaurant, sloppy, or Sasaki, though. Give me that mic, you see the star on me. Let me show you who the real king of R&B. Me.
I swear that I think I'm T-Pain. I swear that I think that I'm Drake. I know when I get on this mic now, everyone in this bitch can relate. The bartender gave me the eye. Fucked around and I made her feel shy.
Fucked around and I made her feel shy.
Ooh, she made us drink the drink. We drunk on, got drunk. And now, I better find your loving. And now she's big, so cool. Oh, baby, what it do? I'm not a dancer. I'm not a star. Guess I ain't make it very far. They say it's coming. I'm on my job.
But the closest thing I've got is singing at this karaoke bar.
Yeah.
But the closest thing I've got is singing.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.